It was going to be a journey filled with lots of heartache and lots of disappointment. And but in the end, it was going to be a miracle, and it was going to work out. And I'm happy to say we have a beautiful redheaded, brown-eyed munchkin that just adores the two of us, and I don't know what I would do without him. He's the light of our lives. We definitely suffered through lots of infertility. We lost a couple of children via miscarriage. We traveled the country, going to the best fertility country clinics in the world, and still couldn't conceive and make a child of our own. And by miracle of miracles, in the backwoods of Montana, in the most unlikely place in the world, someone came along and said, "Do you want my child?" And we were able to adopt him. We're all filled with fear because in the state of Montana, the birth mother can change their mind in 3 days, and we were very scared, but it was also a very wonderful moment to take him home for the first time and say, he's ours. And we were probably mostly in shock and awe, as well as sleep deprivation, which we suffered from for months, and I think we still suffer from with a toddler. But
how do you feel that motherhood has changed you?
I spent a lot of years angry at the world and had to overcome that, and didn't have the best childhood. And so when I grew up, I wanted to make the world better I was angry at the world, and then I decided I wanted to make the world better. And I think Aiden is a blessing. He's an opportunity to make the world better. And he makes me a better person. He makes me want to be a better person. He makes me stand up more and be more of a voice for the LGBT community, because I don't want him to be left behind or to suffer any consequences because he has a two-mom family. He has a family that loves him and adores him, and he's not a child of chance, he's a child of want. And we want him to have the best of everything and not suffer the consequences because he has two mom families. So I want the world to be a better place and embrace him. Why was that so important to you, to be plaintiffs in the suit against the state of Montana to overturn the constitutional ban? Why was that important?
If it had been between you and I as a couple trying to seek recognition of our marriage, I wouldn't have had the passion. But as soon as there's a little guy in the picture, and this is his family, there's no doubt about this. There's no doubt who he belongs to. Why is our family treated any differently than any other family? We're a family. We chose to be a family. We invite God into our family every day, just like every other Christian family in Montana. Biologically, we're not the same, but fundamentally, we are. And we're a family. And it's very important that Aiden's family gets recognized as a family.